This is KERA News. I'm Dua Lee Sai Kow Tao. There's been an uptick in early voting in Denton, as much as 6,000 compared to the last midterm election, and many say it's because of a proposal to ban fracking within city limits. The city that sits in the middle of 500 square miles of valuable gas reserves could become the first Texas town to prohibit hydraulic fracturing. In this college town, it's hard to miss the black and yellow billboards with the letters NO in red and the message "Support Responsible Drilling." There are smaller signs too. This one is handmade in blue, black, red, and green markers, and it reads, "Don't fall for big oil." Catherine Chapman spent several hours making this last one, which sits in her front yard. She's 21, a first-time voter, and passionate.
I'm a nanny, and I want them to grow up and have children that they feel safe bringing into the world, and that they feel safe that their grandchildren are gonna rest under the trees that we're planting. And I have a tattoo of a tree. I love nature, and I love our kids, and I love our people. I want us to be safe.
She made another sign that reads, "Tricky, deceptive, clever ads."
I do think that the advertising being sent out by Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy is tricky, it is clever, and it is deceitful. And so that's why I put that on my sign.
She's referring to a political mailer that compared two apples, one fresh, the other rotting. The pretty red apple was stamped with the word "responsible," while the dark, decaying apple was stamped with the word "irresponsible." Under the apples, a banner said the proposed drilling ban will financially hurt public schools and the two local universities, UNT and Texas Women's University.
I think if people will listen to the arguments and then discover the facts, the facts will give them great comfort that the hysteria or the arguments that are being put forth by the proponents of the ban fall on their face.
Richard D. Hayes is a board member of Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy, the group that paid for the mailers. To date, his group has received nearly $700,000 in political donations.
You can have clean air, clean water, good health, and you can have natural gas development in your communities.
We can coexist, he says, citing a study released in August by the nonprofit National Academy of Sciences that blamed water contamination on leaky well shafts, not the method of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. Hayes, who's a real estate attorney, says if the ban passes, lawsuits will be likely under the Texas Constitution.
If, in fact, you can ban an industry from undertaking their business, what's the next industry? If you can ban the activity, it's going to subject the city to multitude of lawsuits and millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, of liability.
Industry defenders say a ban could cost Denton as much as $750 million. Ban supporters argue those numbers are inflated and that the city only gets a little over $500,000 in property tax revenue from minerals such as oil and gas. Taylor and Jacqueline Stem are in the middle of this fight. They own land in Denton and are mineral rights owners, meaning they own what's underneath and can sell that to oil and gas companies. The Stems attended a marathon 9-hour meeting in July where the city council voted down the ban. That night, among the cicadas, both explained why they opposed the ban.
The solution, it seems to me like, is let the state decide whether fracking is good or bad, and let the city write ordinances that protect the individual citizens when the drilling occurs.
The less we produce here, and there's much of it that we can produce that we have right in our under our feet here, what we don't produce, we have to buy from the Middle East, and we get dependent on them.
Denton has nearly 300 gas wells. The measure would ban only new wells, and whether the ban fails or passes, the Denton City Council still has to decide how to regulate the existing wells. And the debate is heating up.
You know, in some sense, I would argue this is a great statement of what Texas is.
Denton City Council member Kevin Roden.
Texas doesn't like some entity coming in telling it what to do. And we're ground zero for, I think, what is a new generational fight.
Roden resigned from the Denton Chamber of Commerce to protest a resolution opposing the ban.
When you see that much money, which is unprecedented in a city election, that signals to me that the industry knows it's in for an uphill battle and they're pulling out all the stops.
It's going to be a close one, Roden says, and a lot of eyes are on Denton. Dua Li Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.